From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Robert Mugabe's own ruling ZANU-PF party wants him to step down and plans to hold a rally in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, on Saturday to make the point. Mugabe has been at the helm since independence from Britain in the 1980s, or since 1980, facing the starkest challenge ever to his rule. The former vice president, Joyce Mujuru, is speaking out about Mugabe's decades-long grip on power.
He has been in the seat for too long, and it's like the office was part of his life. It was like a culture. So to him, it's a huge surprise.
Mugabe made his first public appearance Friday from the military-imposed house arrest, presiding at a university graduation ceremony, with his presidency more in jeopardy. North Korea says it would not hold talks with the United States and South Korea on its nuclear weapons program as long as the two countries continue to hold joint military exercises. The U.S. and South Korea just concluded 4 days of joint naval drills and waters off South Korea's eastern coast, and what the South Korean military described as a clear warning to North Korea. In Washington, State Department officials pushed back, saying U.S. joint military exercises with Asian allies are lawful, long-standing, and defense-oriented, unlike North Korea's unlawful nuclear and ballistic missile programs and testing. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russia has again vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria, just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. Without passage of any extension to the mandate of the Joint Investigative Mechanism, or JIM, expired on Thursday at midnight. After Friday's vote, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the council Russia has no interest in finding common ground with the rest of this council to save the JIM. A Belgian judge made no ruling on Friday on a European arrest warrant issued by Spain for ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont. A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor explained.
At the hearing of the Brussels Chamber of Council held today, a decision was made to postpone the proceedings to the 4th of December in order to allow a continuance of the proceedings. This decision was made to ensure that all parties involved can prepare and clarify their position regarding the execution of the European arrest warrants.
Madrid issued the warrant for Puigdemont and the four ex-ministers after they fled to Brussels last month and ignored a summons to appear before a Spanish judge claiming they would not get a fair trial. Friday's court appearance was the first hearing in what could become a protracted courtroom battle, with both sides expected to appeal the outcome. Lebanon's Saad Hariri arrived in Paris early Saturday, the latest twist to a bizarre crisis that leaves the onus or credit on France and its young leader Emmanuel Macron to help solve it. Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's prime minister sparked turmoil and skepticism, Saudi Arabia recalled its ambassador to Berlin in protest over comments made by the German foreign minister suggesting that Hariri had been held against his will in Riyadh. An extensive search currently going on for a submarine carrying 44 crew members off the southern coast of Argentina. An Argentina Navy spokesman says they have not been able to find or have visual or radar communications with the submarine in the past 48 hours. The San Juan had been returning from a routine mission in Argentina's extreme south to its base at Mar del Plata when it lost contact with Navy command. And Australia's main medical association calling Saturday for the government to allow independent doctors and other health experts to assist more than 400 asylum seekers holed up in the recently closed detention center in Papua New Guinea. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.